the big win.
All right, Marco, before we get to a break, time to talk a little bit about the Australian Open.
The road to the Australian Open for Golf Australia.
Yeah, it's all for Drummond Golf. We'll lift your game. Australia's leading golf retailer for all the famous brands and biggest range at guaranteed lowest prices. And Marco, as we head into the Tour Championship, and, the Aussies in some pretty good places right now. We've got Adam Scott sitting at 12th, Jason Day, of course, at 10th. A big chance of winning that. John Sendon at 17th, and of course, Jeff Ogilvy at 25th
well.
At the moment. So there's some good Australian form at the moment as we lead into the Australian.
Massive for Ogilvy and Sendon to be in the top 30. They're exempted all the majors next year, so they'll be back at Augusta. Jeff Ogilvy will be back at Augusta next year, and John Sennon walks straight into the tournament. The only two real chances of winning the lot, which is a $10 million bonus if you don't mind. And by the way, it drifts down. If you come second, it's about a $4 million bonus. Third, it's about a $3 million bonus. And that's as well as winning the tournament. So you can have a situation where the guys, anyone in the top five of the FedEx Cup Championship, if they win the tournament, they get 1.5 plus the $10 million bonus.
Yep.
So they're winning 11.5 for basically for the week, basically for the week, but in actual fact, it's for the entire season. You know, the FedEx Cup, it's not just a four-week thing. It goes right throughout the season. Points are awarded right from the tournament one, which these days starts in October. But it's a long journey.
Yep.
And realistically, for Sendon or Ogilvy, I mean, it's just, you know, the cards have got to fall too perfectly.
Yep.
But if Scott or Jason Day wins, they're a big chance to take home the big $10 million bonus.
Yes, it'd be huge for Australian golf. And what I like is that all of these guys are in form. They're going to be going up against Rory. Jordan Spieth as well is going to be coming out, as we mentioned last week. And it's just going to be a terrific tournament.
You betcha. Matt Jones, I reckon, will come back as well. I like watching him play back here in Australia. He's a New South Wales lad, so he, you know, loves getting back to all the golf courses there up in Sydney, where the Australian Open's played this year. The Australian golf course is going to suit the guys on the US Tour. The guys who play week in, week out on the US Tour, it's very much going to, you know, set up for them. And, you know, I know Sydney's had a lot of rain just lately, and that sort of rain 2 months out of the big tournament, it just makes the rough that much thicker. You know, if it's not raining and then the hot weather comes, you can quite often thin out. But with all the rain, mate, it'll thicken up. And that rough, even though they'll cut it at the right levels, because of all this rain and then the heat, and you know what it's like in Sydney, it's muggy, it's just perfect for growing grass. There won't be too many places in the rough to hide where you're, you know, going to be influenced. Your decision is going to be influenced what you can do because of the long grass.
All right, Marco, we're going to chat to Martin Blake right after this on the Clubhouse right across Australia.
I love the